The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. WikiLeaks, the internet site that's been leaking Defense Department incident reports from Afghanistan, says it still has 15,000 more secret papers, including a massive file of encrypted data that's been posted for anybody who wants to try to decode it. Here's one Pentagon message that WikiLeaks should have no trouble decoding.
We want whatever they have expunged, erased, gone.
More after this. Last month, the WikiLeaks website posted thousands of classified raw intelligence reports from Afghanistan. The reports were at least a year old, and news outlets said they took care to blank out the sensitive details. But the Pentagon claimed some informants were named, and that even year-old information would help the Taliban figure out how military patrols operate. One soldier I talked to called the leak treason and thought whoever did it should be executed. The Pentagon spokesman, Jeff Morrell, didn't go that far, but he demanded the data be scrubbed from the website now.
These documents belong to the United States government. They don't belong to WikiLeaks. They don't belong to anyone else.
Would the Pentagon maybe consider helping WikiLeaks redact the sensitive material?
That's not the conversation we are prepared to have.
As for WikiLeaks fans, they're urging the site to stand firm. Here's a sampling of the latest tweets to the site. Now is a good time to send WikiLeaks all your money. And this one. Obnoxious Pentagon spokesperson issues formal threat against WikiLeaks, destroy everything or else. Obviously, that referred to this comment.
If doing the right thing is not good enough for them, then we will figure out what other alternatives we have to compel them to do the right thing.
If it sounds like the Pentagon is playing hardball, WikiLeaks is too. Founder Julian Assange is holding another large encrypted file on the website which has not been released to the public and which is labeled insurance. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 6th, 2010.